Welcome back to Brit David Podcast and the conclusion of Pastor Tim's message, Failure and Restoration, from Luke chapter 22, verses 31 through 38 and 54 through 62. The Bible says that right now, Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He is continually making intercession for you, the saints of the Lord. He is praying for you. He sees what you're going through. He sees the temptations facing you, and He is praying for you. What a beautiful verse when Jesus tells Peter, "Satan has asked for you that he might sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you." He says that to Peter. He says that to you. Here's Pastor Tim.
But why the passage continues is so that you and I know that failure is not final. It's not hopeless. There's still something to look forward to. And it's this, number three, the Savior can restore you. The Savior can restore you. All right, we said we were kind of building this off verses 31 and 32. All right, let's go back to 32. He's already told him, Satan has asked for you all that he might sift you like wheat. I prayed for you, one by one I prayed for you, that your faith may not fail. And then look at this. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. I don't know if Peter caught it the first time. I don't know if you caught it the first time. But he didn't say, Peter, if you return to me, strengthen your brethren. He said, when? There's an acknowledgement, not only that this test is coming, there's an acknowledgement, not only that Peter will fail, but there's also an acknowledgement of restoration. And that's the good news, isn't it? That's the good news. Let's go all the way down to where we kind of left off with Peter's story. Go down to verse number 61. While Peter is still speaking, the rooster crows, and it says that the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine what a crushing look that would be? Jesus is being tortured. He is being taunted and tormented. And in the midst of that, he knows exactly where Peter is and is able to look and make direct eye-to-eye contact with him. What a look. My parents gave me those looks. They're terrible. Jesus gives you that look. That's doubly terrible. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Isn't it interesting that that's the part that he remembers? It's the part that we remember, isn't it? Because of our inadequacies, we remember the failures. We don't oftentimes remember the restoration. We remember the times that we messed up. Peter remembers what Jesus said to him. And then look at verse 62. Peter went out. And he wept bitterly. There are some indications here in verses 61 and 62 that the restoration of Peter is all about his response to his sin and what Jesus is able to do through that. How you respond to your failures, how you respond to your own sin, is key to how Jesus uses you going from this point forward. You see, last week we talked about Judas and we skipped around all these verses, and then Peter this week kind of skipped around these verses. One of those things is to show you that both of these men failed. Both of them denied the Lord. Both of them betrayed Him. But the consequences are so different for each one of them. And the path that you choose to follow is usually just one of two. common denominator is sin and failure. So let's just say at this moment, you've had a time of trial, a time of temptation, an opportunity to serve, and you failed the Lord. All right? So we're all on the same page, right? If that sin then, the knowledge of that sin leads you to guilt, which God puts in our hearts so that we might turn to Him. The only problem is that guilt typically then leads to some kind of self-pity. It leads to remorse. It leads to regret. You know what remorse leads you to? It leads you to nowhere. Leads you to nowhere, leads you to death. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the way ends in death. We feel like that's right. We've sinned, we've messed up, we feel guilty, we feel regret, we feel remorse. So everything should be okay. That's what Judas did, right? I mean, Judas betrayed the Lord. He knows that he has betrayed the Lord. And the Bible says that he regretted that so to the point that what? He took those 30 pieces of silver and tried to give them back as if he could undo it. And when that doesn't work, what does Judas do? He takes his own life. Because that's all that he knows to do. Sin that leads to guilt, that leads to remorse, leads to death. That's an option. You can choose it, and a whole bunch of people do. Peter chooses a different option. I want you to choose a different option. That same sin, that same failure, instead of leading a person to guilt, could lead a person to conviction. That's what you see when Jesus looks at him, is conviction in his heart. That conviction then leads to brokenness. It is brokenness then that leads a person to repentance. It is repentance then that leads that to forgiveness. It is forgiveness then that leads that person to revival. It is revival that leads a person to restoration. So whereas you can begin with that same point of sin and end up in death by going the way that you want to go, can lead you to conviction and brokenness and humility. It can lead you to forgiveness. It can lead you to, or it can lead you to repentance. It can lead you to forgiveness. It can lead you to complete restoration. So in the book of Acts, you see that Judas, who has hanged himself, now plummets from that position and bursts himself open. Peter instead receives forgiveness, receives restoration. And what happens in the book of Acts? He burst open himself with the Word of God and becomes the premier person that God uses in those opening chapters of the book of Acts. To move us from Old Testament to New Testament. To turn them from just merely being from being followers to really being disciples. Those things are a part of God's plan. Include forgiveness. And include restoration. That's what He wants to do with you. But it begins with conviction, and it begins with brokenness. Brokenness is my heart's response of humility and obedience to the revelation of the Word of God or the prompting of the Spirit of God. In other words, it leads me back into right fellowship with Him. Brokenness is the path to restoration. I ask you to bow your head and close your eyes with me. Where are you on that path? Are you in this trial right now that you know of? Are you in this moment of testing that you're in the strainer? And it seems like Satan is shaking you and your whole world. I want you to get through it. I want you to pass with flying colors. So you need to pray through that. Failure's not for sure. God can give you strength. But if you fail, what do you do? And those of you that are already at that point, you already know that you've been tested. And you already know that you haven't passed. There's guilt that's beginning to swell up. Don't let it remain as guilt. Let it be the convicting work of the Spirit of God that would lead you to say, Jesus, I am sorry, and I don't want to do that anymore. And yield yourself to Him. The altar's available and ready for you to do that. I'll help you through that if you want me to. Whatever you need to do today, let's do it, okay? Jesus, I ask that your Spirit right now would work in the heart of every person that's here. Open their eyes that they may see these areas. Bring your convicting power upon them. You said that you would convict us of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Bring that conviction. But let us be broken before you. We pray then that those who have abased themselves will be honored. That you would honor what they do. That you would rebuild them, restore them, and bring revival to them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Let's stand together. If you want to sing, sing. But really, I think we need to pray. Either where you are or here at the altar. If you need to come, come. Sure.
Pastor Tim, thanks you for joining us here today on Britt David Podcast. And he would like to invite you to check out our past messages here in our podcast library. Pastor Tim would love to connect and share with you about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and how you can know that you know that Jesus is your Savior and Lord. That address is churchoffice@brittdavid.org. We are located at 2801 West Britt David Road, Columbus, Georgia, 31909. Thanks again for joining us here on Britt David Podcast.